Greetings, we are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
That's right.
Amen.
Job went through everything. He lost his family, lost his kids, lost everybody, right? Most people told him to curse God. So what God would allow that to happen to a man of God, right? But Job was smarter than that. He didn't allow 1 Corinthians 15:33 to come to pass. He didn't allow that evil communications to corrupt his good manners. He knew the business. Job knew the business. He knew what God he served. He knew the relationship he had with Jehovah. He knew it. And when those people gave him some ill-advised advice, he said, go away, basically. He said, I don't care. I'll lose another wife. My kids are already dead. I'll lose you too, woman. The woman told him, curse your God and die. I'm out of here. He said, goodbye, woman. He cursed. Job did. But guess what he cursed? He cursed the day he was born, but he didn't curse God. One of my books, Woman with the Issue of Blood, 21st Century. How do you deal with a issue of blood in the 21st century? And like in the old biblical times, you can sit on the outskirts of the city, you know, and just kind of wait till your uncleanness goes away. But in the 21st century, you still got to work. You still got to go to church. You still got to drive. You still got to get busy. How do you deal with that? And I just shared little snippets of what I had to go through, how I overbled in church, on a pew, how I overbled in cars, at school, how I was always at the nurse office, how I wore over 20,000 sanitary napkins. I could tell you some things. You want to be as tough as I? Go through what I've gone through. The things I've gone through, you'll kill yourself. I know you will. And I'm not saying that boastfully. I'm telling you by the Holy Spirit. Because the Lord told me that my trials were meant for me. And if there was another woman that went through what I went through, they would either be backslidden or have committed suicide. That was from the Holy Ghost. He told me that, and he sent a prophet to this day. I don't even remember her name. She spoke this probably back in 2013, 2012. She came on the line, and she interrupted service. At the end, she said, can I speak? Can I share a prophecy for the woman of God? And she began to speak. And one of the things, because I asked God that, I said, God, you got to tell me I'm not being a punk. I'm not being a wimp, because if I am, then I'll toughen up. But it seems like I'm going through an abnormal, a lot of warfare. It seems like the stuff I'm going through, even people who are 2 times my senior still haven't gone through this type of stuff. I'm going through it at a compounded rate. I didn't understand what he was doing. I said, Lord, you just got to tell me, is this an extra amount of warfare? Then I can process it better, or am I just being weak? He spoke to the prophet and the woman of God. And she said, woman of God, God has sent me to tell you this one thing. I don't know why it means so much, but he told me to share with you. She said, woman of God, you are not crazy. For the abnormal amount of warfare that God has allowed you to go through is uncommon, but you can go through it. For if another woman of God ever went through what you went through, they would either kill themselves or they would be backslidden. I went into a praise because I said, God, I don't know what you're doing, but now I know I need to gird myself and be stronger. I know what I'm going through is a lot at one time. Being attacked on every end, you wouldn't even have a clue. But I stayed the mission. I stayed the course. I wrote that book, and one lady, she was a Caucasian lady, she read my book, and she said, I got to share this with other people. So she bought a few more copies and spread it out to her friends. And she said, one of my friends talked to me about your book, and she said, I'm just amazed. And when I read her book and her story and some of the things she's went through, I'm amazed that in none of the books she admitted that she cursed God and hated God for what she went through. And did you not know I never thought about that? I never thought about that. It never crossed my mind in all the things I've gone through to hate God for what I'm going through. Different mindset. The Holy Ghost mindset. All I know is to keep praising him and keep believing in him and know that he got everything under control. But I never cursed God for what I went through. That's a spoiled mentality. Why me, God? Why do I got to go through this? pouting, full reaction would delay your progression. A complaining spirit would delay your breakthrough. Did I pull a Job move? Did I curse the day I was born? Yes. I was like, Lord, you could have kept this. I would have stayed up in heaven with you. I did not want to be down here for many, many a day. But when I moved past that, because that'll keep you back, and you stop feeling sorry for yourself, and you now start moving towards your mission, God will show you why all this trials and tribulations have to come to pass. I'm talking about the necessary ones, not the unnecessary trials that we sometimes get ourselves into. I'm talking about the necessary. If I had not gone through all of that, if I had broke my focus, if I wouldn't stay consistent, if I wouldn't learn how to get thick skin, if I wouldn't learn how to trust in the Word of God, I didn't have a mentor talking to me like I talked to you all. I didn't have a forefather and a foremother that would begin to speak to me about my process. I wasn't spoiled like you all to have a personal touch. Everything we had to get it through the Holy Ghost. Partly because God said, whatever you get, no man can get credit for. That sounds good, but it's a tough trial. Think about that. If no man can give credit for how we are successful, that means everything you've done, you have to work triple hard to get the wisdom, apply the wisdom, go through the warfare, don't know what in the world is going on while you're in warfare, but you just got to keep putting one foot in front of the other, one foot in front of the other, believing in your angels, believing in the messages from Gabriel that's coming to you, pronouncing what's going to happen next, believing in your face-to-face visitations. You have to go through triple, quadruple the warfare when nobody's here to say, now, Andrew and April, this is what we call the intimidation season. This is what we call this fear. Nobody's talking to us like that.
Oh, wow, God.
We have to trust God. Now, here you all got men and women of God that went through all the stuff you're probably going through already and can tell you exactly how to get out of it because we did, and you just lollygag. You suck your thumbs and you say, oh, I'll get to it, because you're spoiled in your spirit. Granted, oh, they'll be here next week. They'll just re-preach it to us. They'll just post it on their wall. You know, it'll reach whoever it reaches. I just post it once on my wall. Don't care who doesn't see it. Even though you just talk to your cousin and you know she's going through a tough time. Even though you just talk to your friends and you know they're going through a tough time. You hold the solution because you learned the solution on the line, but you don't share it with them. You don't buy a book for them to read. You don't pay for a training session for them to sign up and talk to us. We didn't have that. We had to get it through the Holy Ghost. So now when we are wealthy, and we are, now when we have riches and wealth, which we do, now that we have land and property after losing it all, because we do, when people look at us, not even family or loved ones can say, I'm the reason why they got that. They can't claim one square footage of acre that I have. They can't claim one piece of furniture that I lay my head and sit my butt on. They can't claim one piece of jewelry, one piece of clothing item that I have. They can't claim any anointing or glory that we have upon our life. Because where were you when I was seeking the Lord for 12 hours straight, only taking bathroom breaks and still going to work? Where were you?
Amen.
Until you get a passion and a zeal for a vision and a mission, you'll still stay stagnant. I can promise you that. I don't want you to stay stagnant. I want you to eat the fat of the land. I want you to drink the good milk and partake in the honey in your new land. I want all of those things. But I have to come into a realization that not everybody will get it. Not everyone will live in it. That's why, well, he knew that already. That's why the Lord said the poor will always be among you. The poor. That's why he said among you. You know why? Because Jesus is a boss. He's the only people that hang around me are bosses. That's what he said around you. Because where I'm at, ain't no poverty. Ain't no poverty. Where he's at, no poverty. His Spirit, you could say, well, in heaven, yeah, the streets are made of gold. I'm not talking about in heaven. We get that. I'm talking about when his spirit is on the earth. When the Holy Spirit moves, there's nothing impoverished when the Holy Spirit is present. Amen. He's always rich. rich in the anointing, rich in promotion, rich in prosperity, rich in provision, rich in healing, rich in peace, rich in life. There's nothing lacking when the Holy Ghost fulfills and penetrates. But for those that don't understand the message, the power of the seed, or the Holy Ghost, then how can you even invite the richness of His Spirit inside of your life to penetrate and knock you over and overtake you? General Amen. Andrew, it's just too deep for them today.
Amen.
It's just, if I was the, if, take the right. same message, place me in front of the right demographic of people, there'll be people shouting up and down the aisles, on the mountaintop, running up and down on the
they
stage,
sure
pulling at my coat. There'll be people screaming. I have to tell them to sit down and quiet so I can get out the next scripture. They would be running up and down, receiving the word. This is what I hear. Amen. Yeah. Woo! Lord, help your people. If you can't get excited over a vision and a mission that God, the Holy Spirit, is stirring up in you or trying to stir up in you, there is nothing that we can do. Nothing.
Amen.
Amen.
General Andrew and I, we are stopped at the gate. There's nothing we can do because now it's up to you. And if you're not excited, if you don't even know how to say amen and hallelujah on the line to even encourage the word to show that you agree, I cannot help you. But we got to move on. There's a big world out here. We're trying to push the word of God. We're trying to do some big things, helping people. Y'all don't even know it. Maybe you do. But every month we fly Jews, not Shamika and them, not our cousins, not our brothers, not Auntie Maymay, Jews, people names we would never know, and they'll never know our names. But every year, every month, we fly a Jew who is escaping anti-Semitism, extreme poverty, from wherever they are, from the four corners of the earth, as the Bible says. Read Isaiah 11, 11 through 12. We are fulfilling scripture. Are you? Are you? What scripture are you fulfilling? Isaiah 11, 11 through 12. That's what I'm saying. Our focus is too deep. Our focus is too vast. We're impacting so many lives, generational lives. Because of how they're escaping anti-Semitism, we're saving lives. We're saving future generations. We are flying. We're buying a ticket on a plane and saying this ticket is for that individual, and we're getting them out of Russia. We're getting them out of places where they have been dispersed. We are getting them and saying, come back to your homeland in Israel.
Amen.
We're helping them with
relocation
expenses.
Amen.
We're helping them when they get to their new land, how to get, you know, the necessities, the food, the blankets, shelter.
Yes. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you want to say amen for that? Thank God for that. But where was all amen. That amens when I was preaching a revelation to get you out of that? Some of you all need to get out of poverty. But I was giving you keys, baby, about 20 minutes ago. And, amen. Yeah. Don't let the enemy trick you. Yes, it's good that we tend to the poor. But first, you got to tend to yourself so you can get prosperous, so you can help the poor.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You're right.
I couldn't fly no Jew when I was broke.
That's right. Yes,
I couldn't help them relocate from one country to their promised land when I was broke.
Come on.
I had to get some wisdom. I had to get some knowledge. I had to get some understanding and activate the scripture. Then I can reach back and now help people stop dying by giving them fresh water and now feeding the hungry and feeding those elderly kids and elderly women and men of God with a Christian message.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right. Amen.
Don't get into this religious mindset. We got to help the poor. No, come on. Get prosperous yourself so you can do a big job yourself.
Come on.
Amen.
You're right.
I know what I'm talking about, and that's why I'm so focused. Right. So with you saying amen or no amen, we're going to still move forward in what we got to do because it's working for us, and it's working for those that believe in this ground, that sow into this ground, because we're getting the testimony. We have thousands of testimonies. Matter of fact, so many testimonies you all don't even know about. I'll just be honest, there's some testimonies we don't even know about. There's somebody that came to us and told us how they got a breakthrough 3 years ago. We said, where have you been? Where didn't you tell us? oh, you're right, I should have told you. I mean, it was a big breakthrough. I mean, it wasn't like, oh, yeah, I got $20 in my account. No, it was a big breakthrough. I said, we need to hear about this. Do a video testimony, please. So the ones that even make it to YouTube, we got over 700 videos on YouTube. What ministry you know got that? Please tell me. Please let me know.
Not one. Nobody.
Please
not
tell
one.
Me. Nope. I'm sitting here. If you can hear my pen clicking. Okay, I'm sitting here with pen and paper. Let me know the name of that ministry so I can look them up. Because I don't know. It don't even matter the denomination. As long as it's under Christendom, let me know. What ministry you know got 700 videos, period, on their YouTube page? And I'm not just talking about, oh, they worship service. I mean, to show the demonstration of the power of God, people being slain out. There's some teachings and some trainings, of course, on there, but testimonies mainly. Hundreds of testimonies. I'm clicking my pen. Okay. My point is taken. So it's working for us. It's working for our ground. Our fruit proves us. And that's just video testimony. We still got inboxes. We get emails. We get letters. Matter of fact, where am I at? I'm in my desk right now. I got a letter, if you can hear my letter, from the P.O. box. There was this man who goes to another church, and he's a reverend, Reverend Brown. And he was talking about how he got connected to this ministry just a few weeks ago. And he said, oh, my God, you guys are phenomenal. I know that you guys are true 100% prophets. And I got to, I need to sow into your ministry and send a seed with it. So people are recognizing. And they're sowing into the fertile ground. But it's not enough for you just to sow into the fertile ground. We, especially if you are a member, we want to see your life transformed. We want to see it elevated. When you're saying you're connected to this ministry and we don't see your life elevated, we don't take it personal. We're not saddened because we know you have all the keys for success. If you do not implement that, it is your fault.
Amen, amen.
That's right.
You cannot blame General Andrew. I don't care who has left this ministry. I don't care who's talking about this ministry in a negative way. You can't blame none of the naysayers or the evil communications to corrupt your good manners. It's because of your broken concentration, and it's because of possibly apathy or a spirit of laziness. You just want us to do it for you. You get so caught up in the supernatural that you think we could just breathe on you while you could just sit on your butt. Put your hand in a bag of chips and say, I ain't got to do nothing because the generals are going to do it all for me. Sadly mistaken.
No.
Because that's another thing that's switching up in this new season. You're going to go through protocol and the process because we've been spending too much time.
Amen.
And we've been feeding you all. We spoil you so much. You are so morbid obese and fat in the spirit, you can't even get up and walk now. So now you even are putting a greater demand on us to come where you are and spoon feed you more because you can't even lift the spoon to your mouth anymore. I hope you got that grotesque image in your mind, a big old fat, morbid, obese person sitting on a couch that can't even feed themselves, and now you're making me spoon feed you. Come on now. Open up your mouth. Here's the choo-choo drink. Chugga-chugga-chugga. There you go. That's what you want us to do. We've had some people confess that. Well, I just figured you would just speak over my life and it'll happen. Mm-mm. God is making, he's holding us accountable for you all to now start working out. It's time to shed some pounds. It's time to get active. It's time to increase your agility. It's time to make sure that you lose some weight so that you can go out here and actually do something for the kingdom of God. He's charging you all with the responsibility to spread, to have outreach. He's challenging your faith to come up. He's challenging you to be more consistent and more faithful in your tithes and offering. He's challenging you to give a seed over your tithes. You're talking to people who get it. We give 100% of our check. And it wasn't pre-planned.
Amen.
I didn't plan a whole month in ahead to give one full check. No, I got paid that day. I had some bills to pay, and I gave my whole check. I said, God, you do it. You are the God of multiplication.
Amen.
That was my faith. I'm not telling you to neglect your bills and pay, but I'm telling you what we did. Oh, and look at how we sitting. Woo! Look at how we sitting.
Amen.
I could not imagine this myself. God pushed me into this big old house. I didn't even want it. I was content. He said, that's not my testimony. I can do more. I want to call you off, Israel.
Yes.
Force me out. And when God blesses, he has no sorrow. He got me in this place. I didn't even have to pay on anything. For 3 months, they said, we got it all covered. I mean, I don't have time to even go up to this. This is what God would do. Everywhere I look, I got 7-foot paintings hanging up on my wall. You know how tall you are. Think about it being 7 foot. 7 foot by 7 foot paintings hanging on my wall. I love art. I love canvas art. I love abstract canvas art, no frame. That's me. That's my go-to. I don't even know how many rooms I got in this house. Probably like 15 rooms or so. Every room got some type of canvas art painting. Huge, oversized art just hanging up. Sometimes I sit in a chair because I got, you know, beautiful chairs, and I just sit and I just look at the paintings and just study like I'm in an art museum. Somebody came to my house and said, this is an art museum. I'm bragging on the things of God. So a lot of times I just shut my mouth. A lot of times I just don't say much. But God shifted me. That's a new beginning. That's a new beginning.
Amen.
Somebody came to my house and said, first off, everyone that comes in, and I sometimes like, I don't know how to receive this because you don't know who's really coming in your house. They deliver packages. Everyone, General Andrew, my lion, everyone that comes in this house compliments this house and said, oh, my God, your house is gorgeous. Some people even said they dared to say, can I just look around? And I'm like, well, I don't know you. You're just delivering packages here. But I get what they mean. Possibly where they're from, they don't have houses like this. Possibly on the inside, they don't have over 4,000 square foot of marble tile. Possibly where they live, ain't nobody living like this. So if I got an opportunity to tell you that it's through the power of the seed, the message of the seed of Jesus Christ, that I got this, I'm going to show it off.
Yes.
Amen. Someone came to my house and looked at my paintings. There's like an art museum in here. These paintings, they just went from room to room, just looking at every painting. They're like, you got this from the same place? Wow, these are my type of paintings. I love these paintings.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. I have a foyer. Some of you all don't even know what a foyer is. Your house ain't big enough for a foyer. Most of the time, and that's what I'm used to, I told General Andrews, I'm not used to this. I'm used to when you come in through the front door, bam, that's your living room. You go right to the living room, you go to the kitchen. That's what it is. Oh. A foyer is an area where you can decide where you want to go in the house.
Uh-huh.
You walk into the foyer and say, from the foyer, I want to go to the master bedroom. From the foyer, I want to go outside to my extra line. From the foyer, I want to go to down the hall to my other 3-4 bedrooms. From the foyer, I want to turn and go into my meeting room. From the foyer, I want to go into my living room. From the foyer, I want to go into my beautiful kitchen. From the foyer, you get to decide where you want to go. That's your thinking place.
Amen.
I said, Lord, I've never had a foyer before. I said, but I know that in most places when I have a foyer, they have a foyer table. I said, Lord, I want a beautiful foyer table. I searched for a foyer table because I knew what I wanted for about, I don't know, probably like a good strong week. And I couldn't find something that I really wanted. And the Holy Spirit, I asked the Holy Spirit because he's the interior decorator. Don't you put a limit on the Holy Spirit. Don't you put a limit on the Holy Spirit. Don't you put a limit on the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
The Holy Spirit is your dietitian. The Holy Spirit is your doctor. The Holy Spirit is your financial advisor. The Holy Spirit is your retirement analyst. The Holy Spirit is your preacher. The Holy Spirit is your pastor. The Holy Spirit is your healer.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit
Hallelujah.
The Holy Spirit is everything you need him to be, because he's been all of that to me. Everything I named and more. He has been my dietitian. He has been my surgeon.
Yes.
He has been my healer. He's been my
gynecologist.
He has been my spirit healer. He has been my personal therapist.
Hallelujah.
He has been
Hallelujah.
All of that to me.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
So I consulted the Holy Spirit.
Oh,
Holy
Spirit.
Yes,
Lord.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
When you talk about the Lord, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
These are tears of joy. Because I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit is real, and he desires to be so real in your life. And I consulted the Holy Spirit. And I said, Holy Spirit, you know my taste. You know my taste more than me.
Thank you, Jesus.
What table? Where can I go to find my table? And I'm looking at all these big sites. He said, look on eBay. I said, eBay? I never thought about that. eBay has some good stuff. Don't sleep on eBay. And I saw there was a, I'm in Florida, but I saw that in Atlanta, or a little bit outside of Atlanta, but basically in Georgia, there was an antique store. And the antique store had only one. You know, antique stores, real antique stores are eclectic. They don't, like a furniture store, they got so many replicas, maybe in different colors, so you can have, you know, the same couch and somebody else can order the same couch. But with an antique store, real antique store that sells real silverware, real silver and diamond and pearl earrings, I mean, they collect everything. There's only one of its kind. And I began to look and browse, and I went to the main website, and I said, Holy Spirit, why'd you leave me here? He said, because what I give you is only one of its kind.
Amen.
He said, everybody else can't have what I give you because this is special. And I found it. I found it, y'all. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful marble top foyer table with cast iron decorations. And I mean, it's heavy, y'all. You couldn't lift this by yourself. It takes at least three people to lift. I'm talking about real material. See, we're used to dealing with that cheap stuff. That stuff one person can lift, but it's supposed to look good, but it breaks. No, you're talking about you need, matter of fact, when a guy brought it in, he needed a hand truck because it was just that heavy.
Thank you.
Marble top. I have a centerpiece that I created because I love to design. That was one of the ways that I was going to earn my undergrad degree. I was going to be an interior decorator. But then I said, but I love finances, and I was going to go for my undergrad for finance, and then Lord rerouted me and said marketing. So now I have my bachelor's or undergraduate degree in marketing and sales leadership, marketing strategies of international concepts. Oh, I know a thing about, I won't even go into that. But this is what God does.
Amen.
He will decorate your home. I have a centerpiece so tall, this thing got to be at least 12 feet tall. My foyer, when you come in, you're going to see something that's like 12 feet tall. It says, welcome to the general's home.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.